This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We got more coming up about the Chinese voter oppression also on the way. Are alcohol sales being hurt in places where cannabis has been made legal? We'll tell you about that on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Let's go back to the phone, though, and to the fun, where Brian is on the line in Colorado, which is where you just moved from, Jay. You
That's
were
right.
there for a couple of years. Brian, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, there's a video that I wanted to bring to your attention on YouTube titled "Cop Wanted to Search His Car, but
Cop
had
what
no
search
valid
his car
reason.
Wannabe?
No, cop wanted to search his car.
Wanted
but
to
had no
gotcha.
Valid reason.
Okay.
It's really good. The guy the cop has like this predatory type of thing, you know, he pulls them over for no reason and starts making up reasons, and the guy calls the cop on the cop. He calls the cop on the cop. And then a cop
I always like that move.
You do? I was curious how you would feel about it, because I know you usually say don't call cops.
Oh, I think it's totally fair to call the police on the police. I mean, look, if a police officer is acting poorly, first of all, you should have video of it, and it sounds like you did, so that's good. But secondly, go ahead and get it on their record, too, and, you know, let
them
right
do it.
Yeah.
And then, if you do wind up in court, they already have a copy of whatever you were going to introduce, because they'll probably introduce it themselves.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, I would call and report them for speeding as they would drive by me, like, real fast as I was going down the highway. I'd say, hey, I want to report a reckless driver, plate number, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you.
Yep. That's not like they'll do anything about it, but for what it's worth. So what happened in the video?
The cop threatens him with a dog. A sergeant comes, but it's from another precinct. And otherwise, the sergeant wouldn't have came, you know? If he wouldn't have picked up the phone, the sergeant wouldn't have came.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did the sergeant arriving on the scene do?
Well, he's cool. He's talking, he's de-escalating. The other guy was escalating, and he talks to the guy, and, you know, he walks up with a body cam, the sergeant does, and immediately says, I'm recording. And then the motorist says, I am also recording. So, and then, I don't know, it's this classic cop block move, but there's no reference to cop block anywhere in his notes. I don't know if you've ever even heard of it, but the guy owns him. Classic cop block style.
Awesome. Wow, right on. And once again, the title of the video is what?
Cop wanted to search his car, but had no valid reason.
So ultimately, he declined the search, and the cop was not able to force his way in?
Yeah, he was free to go.
Good.
Gave
no
him a ticket?
Ticket
for an earbud. For an earbud. That's why I pulled him over. So, pulled him over for an earbud.
No. So, for listening to headphones is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's illegal everywhere. Because I've seen people doing it here in New Hampshire.
They say two, to have them both ears covered.
Yeah, both?
Yeah, because I used to listen with one, and then when I'd run equipment that was loud, I'd plug them both in, but when I was driving semis in Colorado, and you know, it was all terrestrial radio, and I just listened through my phone with one earbud.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the phone headsets are wired, and you know, that's the law here. You have to use some type of headset. So
that's true as well,
right? But the Bluetooth generally are only one ear. Although the Bluetooth earphones that I have, it's two. You know, they're connected by wire. So
the So the cop was getting pushy with wanting to search. The dude was saying no, he didn't want the cop, you know, not consenting to a search. Because you don't have to, for listeners that may be new to standing up for yourself with the police. If the cop asks you if they can search the car, then you are not obligated to allow them. You know, it's your choice, and there's no reason that you would want to allow them to search your car. If they're asking, they don't have any probable cause to actually search. They have no real reason to do so. If they did, they wouldn't have to ask you. So the fact that they're asking, and sometimes the way they ask can seem very, very intimidating. They'll say things like, I have to ask you to let me search the car.
Yes, I have to ask because I can't just do it.
Yeah, and you know, the fact they have a gun can make it seem like they're not asking. It makes it seem like they're ordering. But if you're ever unsure, you can ask them, "Are you ordering me? Or are you asking me?" And you know, you can always ask cops questions to clarify. It's generally best to not speak to them, but if you're going to speak to them, be the one asking the questions rather than answering them.
Role play this with your friends.
That helps too.
That's an awesome exercise. I do it with people all the time. And get to know what your how your rights are protected by what documents. Like, for example, in Massachusetts, when I get pulled over, and I've just found an audio of this the other day. In 2004, I got charged with wiretapping, but when I got pulled over, they wanted to search my truck, and they wanted my license registration. And I said, are you going to use the information on license and registration against me in a court of law? And they were like, yeah. And I said, well, I'm going to exercise my rights that are secured by Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution and Article 15 of the or 14 of the Massachusetts Constitution. It was all on video, audio tape. But yet, know what the search and seizure clause is on the state constitution also, and obviously, right not to incriminate yourself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then word it that my rights that are secured by, because a lot of people say, oh, my Fifth Amendment right or Fourth Amendment right. Well, no, that Fourth or Fifth Amendment secures your right. It doesn't grant it
to you. It respects the right,
right,
supposedly.
It secures your right when dealing with them. So that's the way I like to word that stuff.
Hmm. Good stuff. Brian, any other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with, all your guys' points. And, one of the hardest things to do in a cop, interaction is to stay calm, And this guy does a pretty good job of that.
Awesome. Thanks for the recommendation tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go back to the police story you had started the show with tonight, basically, Daryl, about China, where there are multitudes of police officers who've been assigned to the roles of observing and preventing these independent candidates from actually going out and registering to run for political office in China, if they could even find the requisite 10 signatures in the first place.
Correct. And police in the East Chinese province of Shandong put Sun Wengang essentially on what is being reported here as unofficial house arrest. Because he wanted to be a political candidate. He says, you need to find 10 people to recommend you. But I haven't been able to do that, nor have I been able to go pick up the registration form to be a candidate.
He couldn't leave his home because of these goons.
Did he try?
Apparently.
Yes. We covered that earlier, where he tried talking to some voters, and he was surrounded by up to 30 state agents.
Weren't they preventing him at one point from just leaving the apartment building?
Correct. He says they only gave me a 3-day window to pick up the form and then put other difficulties in my way. Mm. Also, I have no way of communicating with voters or of getting my views across. But even if you apply and collect the recommendations, they can still refuse to accept you as a candidate.
Sure.
The ruling Chinese Communist Party has a monopoly on elections. One of his campaign assistants, Gao Jingming, told RFA that they've been able to, or rather, they have also been visited by local police after he helped, the campaign assistant, helped canvass for votes. He says, my phone is now being monitored 24 hours a day. I'm under surveillance, whether I'm helping Professor Sun with canvassing or visiting his home. These actions are those of a dictatorship.
I assume all phones are being monitored.
It's a safe assumption, especially with the NSA out there. I mean,
Edward Snowden pretty much proved that that's a possibility.
Yes. China's local election guidelines state that candidates may put themselves forward if they receive recommendations from at least 10 local voters in direct election district, or rather to district and township level people's congresses. But powerful vested interest means that the majority of local elections are decided in advance, while would-be independent candidates have reported being targeted for persecution, harassment, and detention.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Coming up is legal weed hurting the beer business. Money.com, or Money, is saying that it is, and we'll tell you about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-687-5416 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-687-5416. 800-687-5416.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to save big time on hosting for a website, maybe you already have a website and you're looking for a new host, or maybe you've never had a site, you're ready to start, ready to jump in here, get your own blog, get your own website for your business, or whatever. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners of 50% off of HostGator's regular prices. Now, HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating and a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone and live chat tech support, plus a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They make it easy to start your own website. So if you've been on the fence, now's the time to get off and go ahead and get started. Over at HostGator.com/FTL, get 50% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you said there's a little more you wanted to share from the story about the Chinese oppression of independent candidates over there, or those attempting to become independent candidates. In this man's case, they are preventing him from even leaving his apartment building to go in the three-day time window that he has to file for office. They're not even letting him leave. So.
Correct. They did not let him leave the house during that time period. The deadline was actually 5 o'clock today. In China.
Yeah.
So I think the article early on did mention that after the deadline, he was allowed to leave his house.
Got it. Okay, so finally he can go grocery shopping.
Correct. Yeah. Official media in China, however, says that there's no such thing as an independent candidate. Every 3 to 5 years, China elects more than 2 million lawmakers at the county and township levels across the country.
God, that's a lot.
And those people are then members of the People's Congresses in more than 2,000 counties and 30,000 townships. The Congresses largely rubber stamp party decisions and personnel choices.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from a token group of Democratic parties that never oppose or criticize the ruling party, opposition political parties are banned in China. And those who attempt to set them up are frequently handed lengthy jail terms.
Oh, wow.
2 million parasites. That's amazing.
And that's just the elected ones.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Activists have expressed concern over the safety of constitutional scholar and former People's Congress deputy Yao Lifa, who has been incommunicado since the beginning of the month in the central province of Hubei. Yao, who in 1998 became the first independent delegate to be elected to a municipal seat in the People's Congress, has since coached people on how to wind up being independent candidates.
Mm-hmm.
His bid to use his status to campaign for poverty alleviation and the rights of local people inspired a nationwide movement to field independent candidates.
So I wonder how many of them, I mean, this nationwide movement, I wonder how many of them were actually successful in getting on the ballot.
Probably a handful across the entire country.
Right.
Boy, if there was hundreds of them, they'd be pretty busy keeping them all checked up in their houses, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have the resources to do that. I mean, they have the resources right now because, well, you know, there's only a handful, so they can afford to put 20 cops on every single one of them.
But, you know, just imagine if there was one person in even half of these 32,000 municipal districts. Because there's 2,000 counties, 30,000 townships. So if there was one person in just half of these, or even a quarter that was trying to run, how many resources would wind up being
incredible,
you know, used to prevent that?
Well, and it's a scary thing, too. I mean, if you think about how brave those people have to be. Normally, you don't consider politics to be any kind of brave thing to do. But in a place like China, being an independent candidate is putting yourself on the line in a very serious way that, you know, you could end up in a prison cell without anybody knowing where you are if they decide that you're stirring it up too much or you're causing too much of a ruckus. They might just disappear you.
Well, I greatly encourage the folks of China to all run as independents, everyone that can. That'd be awesome. I mean, that would just really tear things down big time. I mean, just think 1% of 2 million parasite positions, that's That's a lot of people.
It's hard enough just to find people here in the United States who are willing to run for political right. office, let alone under, you know, the threat of violence that likely exists for all of these candidates. That's why I was saying I was surprised that they were as held back as they were on the video that I saw where these goons were surrounding this BBC journalist and trying to prevent them from, you know, actually interviewing one of these independent candidates. It seemed to me like, you know, they were actually being less violent than they could have gotten away with. So I was surprised by that. Pleased, somewhat pleased by it.
Right.
So maybe things are slowly moving in the right direction over there. But, man, it is a gradual, grueling, awful process for people to try to get just a little bit more free. And, you know, we're not even talking about any significance of additional freedom. We're just talking about the freedom to run for a political office.
Right.
Many of whom are probably not people who are in search of freedom anyway. But you know, regardless, thanks for sharing that story here tonight. If you guys want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. We change gears, though, to go back into the United States, where according to Time.com, Time.com/money, major brewers like Miller Coors have seen the largest drops in sales since states, some of them, have legalized recreational marijuana.
Now, I do remember... And I think I'm remembering this correctly. It was, you know, some of the big beer companies that were actually campaigning against the taxing and regulating of cannabis.
Yep. Sure, they've been doing that actually for a long time. The primary contributors to the Partnership for a Drug-Free America are alcohol and pill and tobacco manufacturers. So it's so in your face that these people are obviously anti-competitive and they want to use the government's war on drugs to keep their market positions. It's sick.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, we're getting to see some interesting changes. And Jay, you were spending a couple years out there in Colorado. So you were actually there during the whole time frame when they actually legalized cannabis, one of the first two states to do so. Here's a story from Money. In states that have legalized recreational marijuana, more people are looking to take a bong hit than sip on a hoppy brew. Research firm Cohen and Company analyzed the state of the beer industry in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, states where both recreational weed is legal and craft beer has become popular. In those states, beer markets have, quote, collectively underperformed, unquote, over the last 2 years, trailing behind beer sales around the country, according to industry website Brewbound. Quote, with all three of these states now having fully implemented a marijuana retail infrastructure, the underperformance of beer in these markets has worsened over the course of 2016, according to the researchers.
Now, what's interesting, though, simultaneously, the number of people that are using cannabis has not really gone up in the places where it's been taxed and regulated.
Are you excluding tourism?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you even really know? Because there's a lot of cannabis use going on in Colorado everywhere, and very little drinking at the people I hung around with and the parties I went to.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting observation. We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments, and it is a good question. Yeah, how do you know? I mean, it would only be people
self-reporting. It's all self-reporting. Yeah, it's always self-reporting.
Answering poll questions or
right.
whatever. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I remember looking at some of the numbers before, and it seemed like the beer drinking was staying steady while millions were being spent on weed, but I guess that's shifting now.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free and joining us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've talked about ballot access in China. Also, we're getting into the situation in Colorado, where apparently there may be a hit that the folks are in the legal beer industry have taken by the folks in the legal weed industry, as far as people are maybe choosing to not drink so much out in Colorado, which is an interesting side effect of legalizing cannabis. We'll dig further into that story. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And being under the influence, whether you are or not, will not affect maybe it will affect how you appreciate the Tipsy Elves sweaters, these ridiculously tacky, ugly sweaters, these ugly Christmas sweaters that Tipsy Elves offers over at tipsyelves.com. They've got a bunch of different designs, including brand new for 2016 designs that are going to be memorable. People who see you at your holiday parties, your Christmas parties, are, it's, you know, over at Tipsy Elves, they say you're likely going to be the talk of the party, because these are the most garish sweaters you will ever probably see, and you're going to stand out. That is definitely for sure. Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but serious on quality and construction. We've got some of them here in the studio. I'm not wearing mine at the moment, but we got one that just came in for Melanie, so we'll have her show that off next week when she comes in.
It's got gingerbread persons on it.
Yes, and they look like they're quite frightened of someone who's about to pluck them. And
there's actually a hand that you can see at the top.
Yeah, they're not happy to see the hand that is looming above them. So some of them are pretty outrageous. Some of them are offensive, and some of them are just, you know, cute. But you can go to tipsyelves.com, check out the inventory. They've got also interactive sweaters like beer pong and cornhole, as well as Christmas suits for men. Women, you can get holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas, and they even have collegiate designs as well. So if you're not interested in the Christmas products, they got other stuff that you might be interested in. Over at tipsyelves.com, you get 20% off site-wide. So whatever it is you want to order, 20% off with code FTL. Use that code at checkout. Again, code FTL like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 20% off anything that's in your cart. TipsyElves.com. They're a great gift for yourself and for anybody that would appreciate, anybody with a good sense of humor, I think, would appreciate some of these Tipsy Elves products. So TipsyElves.com, code FTL to get the 20% discount. We're talking about Colorado and the underperformance, according to Brewbound. It's an industry website that looks at alcohol, the alcohol industry. They found that in the states where they have fully legalized or, you know, legalized cannabis and it's available at retail, so you can walk into a store and buy it, that in the last couple of years, those states have, quote, collectively underperformed. That is, in beer sales, trailing behind beer sales around the rest of the country.
Now, how much are they underperforming? Is it 0.5%? Is it 1% of sales?
A little bit more than that. I'll get you the numbers here. The researchers say that the underperformance has actually worsened during the course of 2016. So it dipped in 2015.
Okay.
It's gotten worse in 2016.
I'm surprised that it dipped in 2016, especially considering it was an election year. The candidates were horrible.
Right.
They were saying horrible things. You pretty much needed to be drunk to deal with it.
Domestic brewers like Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and MillerCoors have seen the largest drop. Sales volumes of premium brews like Coors Light and Bud Light dipped by 4.4%.
Okay, those things both taste like cow urine. They deserve to have a decrease in sales.
How are they premium?
Well, the word premium is an interesting word. I'll have to pull up the actual definition of it, because premiums makes it sound, premium's a word that sounds like it's something special.
Well, I know I pay a premium on silver when I buy it.
Yeah, but I've seen the word premium on products that were not very special at all, just like regular ice cream or whatever will be called premium ice cream. And
marketing.
Yeah.
So there's obviously the definition related to or denoting a commodity or product of superior quality.
Yeah, okay, so it is supposed to mean superior quality.
It could also mean something given as a reward or a prize.
Yeah.
Your prize for wanting to drink urine is a Coors Light.
It also is, as a noun, it is an amount paid in addition to a standard rate, so we're just charging you more for this. We're calling it premium, and we're charging you more.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it depends. But let me say that in marketing, premium doesn't always mean the best from what I've seen. So anyway, Coors Light and Bud Light dipped by 4.4%. That's not insignificant as far as a drop is concerned.
True, but we're not talking about a 20, 30, 40, 50% drop.
Well, don't forget, they're national brands. So if they were sold exclusively only in, like, Colorado, I think it would be huge. But since it's sold everywhere, I wonder how much the actual sales in Colorado, is that Colorado sales or just their sales in general?
This is Colorado.
Oh, actual
so
Colorado.
So a 4% sales. Drop 4.4. In what's probably, maybe 5, 10% of their entire market? I don't know what percentage
of the
population.
Sure, but it's something to worry about. I mean, they're going to be concerned about a drop like that.
Right, but we're talking about, you know, like 4% of 4%, which winds up being 1.6% total.
I understand what you're saying. It's not going to end their business or anything like that. But
right, but the headline made it sound like, oh, the beer companies are about to close because nobody's drinking
that's
beer.
That's not what it sounded like.
They're
it
all just, getting high.
It just said legal weed is hurting the beer business.
Yeah, and hurting, as in they're getting ready to go out of business because they can't function anymore.
No, you're reading too much into that. So then it goes on here to say that, so again, they said sales volumes of premium brews like Coors Light and Bud Light dipped by 4.4%, while economy brews, the regular forms of mainstream beers like Budweiser or Coors, so I guess they consider the light versions to be premium and then the non-light versions to be economy brews. Anyway, economy brews versions dipped by 2.4%. Craft beer also took a hit, though it continues to grow. Smaller breweries aren't performing as well as their counterparts around the nation.
Okay, and that, I think, has to do more with market saturation than people are smoking weed and not buying craft beer.
Meaning that there's too much craft beer, too many to choose from.
Yeah, there's like a million in Colorado, and they have all these, and a handful of them that we went to like somebody's shows at, and like these poetry readings and stuff. While I was there, they weren't having any events at them, and like even Liberty Gathering, some of them, because they had were distilleries and stuff that had closed up. But it's like real easy to do in Colorado to do like a micro brew or whatever. And these guys were setting them, you know, renting a bay in like some warehouse somewhere, and like setting up these, you know, distilleries and micro brews. And I went to a few of them; they were pretty cool. But there was definitely three of them I know of that actually closed down while I was there because
they couldn't hack it.
Yeah, they just didn't have enough business. And there was never really much going on. And it was just like, we go have some Liberty Gatherings and have it there.
Yep.
And none of the people in the Liberty Gatherings really drank. We would order water and cranberries, you know, juice and stuff. You know?
That's so unusual.
it is, yeah.
I'm used to seeing people drinking heavily at Libertarian Gatherings. That's kind of seems like what Libertarians do best.
But like at like the...
Drink and argue.
At like the We Are Change Colorado, like, get-togethers and stuff, there was like... no alcohol consumed at all. And then there was, like, parties, these really big parties out there I went to that were, like, the anarchist, libertarian, you know, type freedom people parties. And maybe, I mean, you had to really, like, you know, kind of look around to see someone drinking a beer. It just hardly happened.
Surprising.
Even a music festival I went to, they bought a bunch of kegs, and they had, a little bar set up there. And they only sold, like, one or two kegs, and there was a couple hundred people at this festival.
When Conan throws a bonfire, you've got to look around to find the person that's not drinking alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. Weed's popularity has also started to affect breweries' bottom lines. Individual yearly spending on legal weed has outpaced that of alcohol, according to a survey back in July of this year. The shift is most prominent in Denver, where total beer volumes plummeted by 6.4%. The gravitation toward legal weed particularly noticeable in 18 to 25-year-olds who are using more cannabis yet also have stopped drinking as much alcohol, according to government data. You can share your thoughts, observations if you're in Colorado, Washington, and you want to comment on this, you're welcome to. Or anybody, of course, can call in about anything at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may dial toll free to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, it'll be interesting to watch the legal cannabis business compared to the legal alcohol business. We're seeing some minor dips in alcohol sales out in Colorado over the last year. Sales of what they call premium brews like Bud Light are down by 4.4%, according to the story that we were sharing from Times Money, and then also the regular brews or the the cheapy stuff, which Bud Light is also cheap for whatever reason it's categorized as premium, has dropped a little bit as well. We can continue with that story, and you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it'll be interesting to see if it kind of levels out or if the alcohol popularity continues to decline over time. You know, it's too early to really call this. But it is, interesting nonetheless.
Right, and I would also be interested in seeing the numbers going back, say, a decade, because I found a report from the Rocky Mountain High Traffic something area, and they actually have some numbers of cannabis use, not just in Colorado, but nationally as well, and the first numbers that they have are from 2005-2006, where the national average of college age students, so 18 to 25.
Presumably heavy drinkers.
Who reported using cannabis in the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
In 2005, the national average was just over 16%. The average in Colorado was 21%. So roughly 21% of college students had used cannabis at least once in the previous month, a decade ago.
Admitted to it, at least.
Admitted to it.
Yeah.
The most recent number, 2013-2014, national average had increased 3%. Colorado, the usage rate had increased 10%. So from 21 to 31. Now, what's interesting...
It's actually a 50% increase if you look at it in another way. But
10 percentage points.
Right, right.
When you look at state by state, there are five states that are not Colorado that have college student use rates above 25%.
So higher than Colorado.
No. Higher than 25%.
Okay.
Colorado's currently at 31.
Okay, sorry.
None of these states, at the time that these figures were reported, had recreational cannabis.
Okay.
And all five are in New England. So Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Vermont all have college-age use rates over 25%.
Well, it's coming now. You got Massachusetts that just legalized
and Maine.
And Maine, although I heard they're trying to recount out there, which is not going to likely succeed. I mean, it won by 53% or
right.
So. So, those are coming very soon. As I understand it, they're going to be implementing those laws relatively quickly.
At least the depenalization goes into effect sometime this month. At the low end, Utah, South Dakota, Iowa, North Dakota, and Idaho are at the low end, all below 14.5%
of college students
college use
admitting to using in the last month.
Adults over the age of 26 in 2005, the national average was 4.1%. In Colorado, it was 5%.
Hmm.
In 2008-2009, they have marked commercialization began. In Colorado, it was then 7%, and now it is 12.45% of adults over the age of 26 admit to having used cannabis at least once in the previous month.
Yeah, it would be interesting to ask the question, would you have lied on this question 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's more likely people are going to tell the truth if it's legal to actually use cannabis.
So
people are paranoid about, you know, the cops.
Colorado and Washington top the list for adult use, adult being over 26. 12.45% in Colorado, 11% in Washington, Maine, Oregon, Alaska, Vermont, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and then Montana is number 10. So those round out the top 10.
Let's go to Thistle in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thistle.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey,
I just wanted to congratulate and show my support for Jay Noon.
Thanks, buddy.
I met him out at Jack Fest here back in August.
That's the Jackalope Freedom Festival in Arizona?
Yeah.
That's right, yep.
Right on.
He had a bitchin' camp set up. He had everything ready to roll. Go across.
You had everything. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I did win Ernie's X Prize out there.
That's right. Yeah, it was like you won the prize for, or you tied for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I tied with Derek Slopey.
For best campsite? Is that right?
I think best like rig setup. I mean, it was pretty open. It was whatever Ernie was liking, you know.
And what was the prize?
Hey,
cash.
Nice.
Hey, Jay, what'd you end up doing for Halloween?
Oh, for Halloween, I was William Wallace at, I went to We Are Change Halloween party. That was a second best Halloween party I ever been to.
Did you get a wig?
Yeah, I got a wig and everything. I got face paint. I got the whole costume set up. Went to a really cool costume place in Boulder. Yeah, it was fun.
Now, didn't they draw and quarter him in the end?
I dressed up as Anonymous. I had a suit, and then I got a mask, and I went to Ernie's house. I called in the first time I ever called in to Free Talk Live. I got spanked because I cussed on the air, but I pulled up, and Ernie was walking out, like, with guests and stuff, and I didn't want him to see me without my mask on. so I threw it on real quick, and he didn't know who I was. Kind of startled him for a bit. He's like, who's that? You know, and it was pretty funny. Anyways, I was able to meet Cody Wilson there. It was awesome.
Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, who recently helped the Free Ross fundraiser get pushed past its goal.
$5,000, yeah.
$5,000 is a little more than what he gave, but he gave $5,000.
$5,000.
$5,000. I'm sorry. It was five.
And then Roger Ver made matching, so he doubled.
And it ended up being what, like 40,000 got raised after all was said?
Close to 47.
Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah, incredible.
Great.
For Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, who's in prison for basically creating a website. Thistle, was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience tonight, or just saying hi to Jay?
Yeah, just one point. On Monday, you guys went through the Pizzagate code names.
Yeah, that's right.
And the first one was Pillow. So now every time I hear your commercial about my pillow, I hear my prostitute, and then it goes, but if you like your prostitute, you can have another one for half price, and then you can wash your prostitute, and it's funny.
If you like your prostitute, you can keep it.
Thanks for the call, Thistle. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, most prostitutes aren't designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position.
Some of them might be.
And most prostitutes don't collect dead skin and dirt over the years. Hopefully they would.
Some of them
hopefully
do.
They would wash up from time to time. But, yeah, you can go and get MyPillow over at MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get yours at half price or get two for the price of one. And if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you can return it and get your money back from the folks over at MyPillow, who really do back their products up. Not only are they going to offer you your money back if you don't like it, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, they'll give you your money back after you send it back to them, of course. They're also guaranteeing the product to last 10 years, so 10-year warranty over at MyPillow.com. And go ahead and try it out. You really don't have much to lose, and you might, in fact, gain some extra sleep and sleep better with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, and like our caller said, you can wash MyPillow and put it in the dryer as well, which, again, you don't want to do that with prostitutes. It's not a nice
thing. Yeah, don't put them in the washer.
Or the dryer. I think that would be pretty uncomfortable as well.
Yeah.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the people's habits, their vices, and are those habits shifting in the states where cannabis has been legalized? And, of course, we're going to be getting more data over time on this with California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine all passing legalized cannabis in this last election. Now, obviously, they're going to take a little bit of time to roll these things out. We'll probably not see stores opened up maybe until as late as late 2017.
Possibly early 2018.
Yeah, in some of these places. But definitely things, they are changing. And apparently there was a piece of legislation put in here in New Hampshire that you're very excited about, Daryl, that will basically end all prohibition.
That's my understanding, based solely on the title. The text has not yet been made available.
I'm excited about that. We'll keep you in the loop on it. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.